Today, a private memorial event will be held for Philadelphia-based jazz critic Francis Davis, who died last week. Davis reviewed music for WHYY's radio show Fresh Air. He was the husband of host Terry Gross. WHYY's Peter Crimmin says he left a huge impression on the world of jazz.
If Francis Davis was chasing a holy grail, it might have been John Coltrane. The jazz great played his last Philadelphia show in 1966 at Temple University, where a young Davis was a student. It spurred his lifelong dedication to write about jazz. Davis became a prolific critic for newspapers and magazines. He authored 7 books and won a Grammy Award for his liner notes. All the while, he worked on a book about John Coltrane, which many believed would be the book about Coltrane, but it never materialized.
If you talk to anyone in the jazz community, they'll bring that up. Isn't he working on the Coltrane book?
That is jazz promoter Mark Christman, founder of Ars Nova Workshop.
I'm not sure if it was a recurring joke or if we were all just really anticipating something.
Davis himself was not a musician and never learned to read notes, but his keen ear for technical musicianship enabled him to not only explain to readers and listeners what was happening in the music, but also why it was making them feel a certain way. Like in this 1987 review of saxophonist Ornette Coleman.
Coleman's solo is among the most inspired he's recorded. In one sense, it's little more than a series of thematic variations, beginning and ending with the same graceful ascending phrase. But with his speech-like cadences and inflections, and his logical yet unpredictable rush of ideas, Coleman almost makes you forget that he's playing an instrument. He could be thinking out loud.
It was this kind of writing that first drew Terry Gross to Davis. When Fresh Air was starting out as a local talk show on WHYY in the 1970s, Gross asked Davis to write music segments for the show.
I mean, this interview.
She later told Jimmy Fallon that was how she started to fall for him.
His use of language was so great that I started falling in love with him and his writing and his taste in music all at the same time.
But now you can't.
The Clef Club of Philadelphia is now seeking permission from Atlantic Magazine to use Davis's columns for educational purposes. Managing Director Oscar Payne says he wants to incorporate Davis's archive of reviews into his curricula for young jazz students.
I see firsthand how jazz changes lives, shapes lives. And Francis Davis understood that better than most. He didn't just critique the music, he captured its cultural heartbeat. His writing helped us frame jazz as a force for understanding who we are.
There's little to indicate that Davis's mythical tome about John Coltrane will emerge posthumously. And to paraphrase another Davis, Miles Davis, perhaps that unrealized book will be The Notes Never Played, making the notes that were played shine brighter. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.